Several classes from two different schools and Thompson were lucky enough to be part of a mosaic art project that was facilitated by revered Winnipeg artist Ursula Neufeld. Neufeld's mosaic art can be appreciated in many locations across Winnipeg, in numerous schools and parks, and even reaches as far as India. She spent 5 weeks in Thompson between Wapanock and Ecole Riverside schools to help bring two large mosaic art projects to life. Co-facilitator and local artist Teresa Burrows, along with several teachers and the principals from both schools, were instrumental in not just making the art project happen but also personalizing it to fit with Northern culture. Mosaic art is typically made by laying down cut pieces of glass, stone or ceramic to shape a pattern. Riverside principal John Wambold explained that from the start they had some ideas about what they wanted their mosaic piece to look like, and then the students worked with the artist to develop what was made. Students in the classes of Sam Graham, Emily Hayes, Micheline Gagne and Krista Moody worked for 3 weeks on the project, and the end product is a beautiful and very large piece of mosaic art that includes a firefox, northern lights, a rabbit, a fish and a separate owl piece. To add an Ecole Riverside touch to it, Wambolt says, along with the glass tiles that were used, they added two nickels, one from 1962, the year Riverside was built, and from 2022, the 60-year anniversary. Grade 6 students Daria Sohaley Mayer and Hayden Lowen explained how they used tools to break the glass tiles and had to shape the tiles and apply special glue. "It was a really good experience," said Alice Cachata. The students were completely hands-on with this art project, right from the initial drawing of what they wanted on the mosaic art, to cutting, shaping and applying the tiles. Daryl Thomas said breaking the tiles was his favorite part. Over at Wapanock, grade 6, 7 and 8 students and teachers began work with the artist to piece together their mosaic art, which was based off a previously panned mural by teachers Luke Hudson and Stephen Hudson. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, the mural never made it up on the wall but became the inspiration for the mosaic art. It is based on the 7 teachings, and then modification was made by Cameron Flamand, a grade 6 teacher at Wapanock, to incorporate 4 birds joined by an orange ribbon in the center of the white bison. This was an homage to the 4 siblings who tragically passed away in the house fire during the making of the art piece. A grade 8 student from Brent Baduick's class explained his part was placing down tiles and did some grouting. Teachers from Wapanock School, including Baduick and Flamand and Michaela Mondin and Laura Sopkow, involved their classes right from the start until completion of the project. Theo Dissert, also from Baduick's grade 8 class, said, "This was a beautiful project." The two mosaic art projects were made possible through the Manitoba Arts Council and artists in the school, which was initially driven by Riverside teacher Hayes.